This is Dr. Max D. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at the same time each week, and we do count it our privilege to be able to come into your homes and to share in this time with you. We do hope that you have your Bibles out and you're ready to follow along. We're speaking now on the philosophy of Martin Luther, a man born 1,500 years after Christ, and yet colleges and schools and preachers and churches are many of them are named after this man. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, if we go to Jeremiah chapter 17, many places in the Bible, the middle verse of the Bible says in Psalms 118:8, it's better to put your trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. Now, we come to Jeremiah. He had the same problem, and God had told him. He said in chapter 17 and verse 5, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. But blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord is." So what we're saying is just simply this. When a man starts an organization, and we have people that follow a man, then God says, you know, the following this man and not following the Lord, and usually what happens when a man throws out his philosophy, he starts a denomination, or he starts some kind of organization, and the Lord says, that the cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. In other words, the Lord wants us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And God wants you to study the Bible for yourself. It is true that we have pastors and we have teachers and so forth, and that's what God wants. It is true that pastors that study the Word of God and teach the Word of God, and that is correlating all verses that deal upon one particular subject and not extracting one verse out in order to make it fit his philosophy. This is what Martin Luther has done. Martin Luther's philosophy is, and I shall quote from his catechism, "It works. What is the benefit of baptism, or what benefit does baptism give?" Martin Luther says it works forgiveness of sins, it rescues from the death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe. So we want to begin to look, and he quotes then in Matthew chapter 28 in verse 19 and so forth. So we're going in our Bibles to Matthew in chapter 28 in verse 19 and see if this verse gives eternal life. Now we'll notice here, at the end here, there's only 20 verses in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. So let's begin to read here in verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, there are two interesting things when you look this up in the Greek, and it's very important. If we look here in verse 19, the Word of God says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Now, the word "teach" is a Greek word that means to make disciples out of. The Greek word is used in the transitive sense, and it means go teach or make disciples out of any and everyone, and it's used in the active voice, which means don't stop. So, first of all, the word "teach" should be translated "make disciples out of." In other words, when you make a disciple, a follower of Jesus, it's because they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to follow him because he is the payment for their sin. He is the Messiah, and he is the one who came to this world to die upon the cross and to save his people from their sins. And therefore, they are, and we are, to take the gospel to the lost and to tell them that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And John recorded in chapter 14, verse 6, to make it perfectly clear that it's not water baptism, and water baptism does not take away your sins, that he said in John 14, 6, Christ himself speaking said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man comes to the Father unto the Father but by me. He did not say, but by me in water baptism. He said, but by me. And the reason is he went to the cross to pay for our sins, so we don't have to go to hell and do it ourselves. Now, Martin Luther uses Matthew chapter 19, and with using Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, tells that this verse states that water baptism here is what forgives your sins, rescues you from death and the devil, and gives you eternal salvation to all who believe this. Well, first of all, this verse does not teach any such thing. So, Mr. Luther, you have added to the Word of God and so forth, and it does not rescue me from death and the devil. I don't see anything in this verse that says that, and I don't see anything that gives eternal salvation to all that believe that you're baptized. It says, go therefore and teach or make disciples of all nations, that is, lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. We now have making disciples. We have saved people who have their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, after they're saved, he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And I don't find anything when you're baptized them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's after they have been made a disciple, after they have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And by trusting Christ as your Savior, you have your sins forgiven. As we said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And there's nothing there about baptism, Mr. Luther. Evidently, you've never read that verse. But in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, that is, through his death, his burial, and resurrection. So when you tell me it works forgiveness of sins, you're lying to me, Mr. Luther, and rescues me from death and the devil. You're lying to me again, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this. No, Mr. Luther, this verse teaches no such thing, and I don't know why you would recommend it unless you have inserted, which you have, your philosophy, which absolutely is opposed to the Word of God. This verse teaches no such thing, and all a person has to do is read it. You make disciples first by leading them to Jesus Christ, and you teach them to follow Christ, and then you baptize them. And then after they're baptized, but baptism is nothing more than a testimony that you are now identified with Jesus Christ. It's a public testimony, you see. So we continue on now, and I want to use another verse, because we find out that Luther comes down and he uses a verse found in Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Everywhere there is a baptism, there goes Martin Luther. So let's go over here, if you will, to the Gospel of Mark, and let's look here in chapter 16, all right? We come over here to Mark here in chapter 16, in verse 16, but let's begin here in verse 15 and so forth. And in verse